Let's explore a 160-year-old medical mystery. The Battle of Shiloh, 1862, was a turning point in the Civil War for the Union Army. And out of that battle rose a legend. Some Confederate and Union soldiers reported that their wounds glowed. Angel's glow, as they called it, helped them to heal more quickly. That's what they said. Well, a high school science project may have solved the mystery of the glow. Here's the story told by WBUR's podcast Endless Thread, hosted by Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Sievertson. They begin with a researcher and her high school-aged son.
Phyllis Martin. I'm a retired USDA Department of Agriculture. I worked in insect biocontrol for 32 years.
Insect biocontrol?
It's controlling insects without the use of chemicals. What I actually did was control insects using bacteria. I started out in Bacillus thuringiensis, which basically it kills gypsy moss.
This is wild stuff. You're talking about using bacteria to
kill insects. It's essentially, I'm trying to cause a pandemic among insects.
This is like the coolest thing I've heard about in weeks, and I'm very excited to learn.
It is.
We are excited to learn because, yes, all of this does have something to do with the Battle of Shiloh and Angel's Glow. So one day, Phyllis's son, Bill, comes home. He has to do a science project. He's not that psyched about it, but his project partner, Jonathan, is into it.
You know, it was one of those things that, hey, if I've got to do it, let's make it interesting.
One way to make the science project interesting was to get some help from Phyllis, who had access to a lab and a new bacteria she had just started working with called Photorhabdis luminescens, which, as you might imagine from the name, is a bacteria that glows. Really, the bacteria creates the glowing stuff just by living its life. It's one of the byproducts of the bacteria's existence.
Photorhabdis luminescens is a bacteria that is associated with nematodes. So it doesn't really live in soil per se, but it lives in a nematode in the soil.
And that's like a nematode, for lack of a better description, is a worm.
Yeah, a little worm.
And Phyllis was working on this bacteria that lived inside of nematode worms and had bioluminescence, similar to other animals, certain kinds of deep sea creatures, plankton, and
fireflies.
Has glowing bacteria been around us for a long time and we just haven't noticed it? Or is this really a very special thing?
They've been around for a long time. You'd have to be around, you know, where they are. Like, the Photorhabdis bacteria are associated with nematodes, and some of the nematodes are associated with plant pathogens.
So one day, Phyllis comes home, and she's talking about her work with this nematode-inhabiting glowing bacteria. And Bill perks up.
We're talking about bacteria at the, you know, at the dinner table, and he would say, "Mom, what about this glowing wounds? You know, what could cause that?" His dad is a scientist, too, so, you know, we talk about these things at the dinner table.
Phyllis, Bill, and Bill's science project partner, Jonathan, all thought it could have to do with Photorhabdis luminescens, but they had to try and prove it.
And that was going to be no small task. First of all, they were trying to answer a question about something that had happened a century and a half ago. They also couldn't get soil from the battlefield to look for the right kinds of nematodes because there were restrictions about taking soil across state lines. So instead, the kids set about recreating the right conditions in Phyllis's lab.
Bill and his partner Jonathan's first discovery, Photorhabdis luminescens doesn't grow at human body temperature, which, not a great sign. But then
they went and looked at what happened at Shiloh, what made Shiloh different. Well, Shiloh was in the spring. It was cool. It was wet. Aha! People were laying on the field for a long period of time. So they took an infrared thermometer and went outside and pulled up their pants and took a look at what the temperature on their exposed limbs were. They found out that extremities, okay, it's not in the torso. The torso, even if you exposed your torso, it really didn't cool down very quickly. But, you know, legs and arms, you know, if you expose them to cool outside temperatures, would definitely be a temperature that the bacteria could grow on.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
there was no way we could really conclusively prove it, but it's like, okay, we need to show that it was possible. Nematodes don't like body heat, but if you go out in the spring, does your extremities get down to a temperature where they can live for a little bit? And it's like, everything is working.
So nematodes like the cold. Remember what else Phyllis told us nematodes like? Plants.
One of the plants that these nematodes affect are peaches. And Shiloh had a peach orchard, which had very heavy fighting.
The Shiloh battleground was covered in peach trees. More validation that Bill and his partner Jonathan were really onto something here. Back to the lab.
So now we got the bacteria growing. Okay, but can these bacteria prevent organisms that cause infection from growing? So they looked at the organisms that would cause infections in Civil War wounds. Okay, basically gangrene. I said, you're not working with gangrene. But Bacillus, you know, is a spore former, like Clostridium.
Okay, sure, okay, sure, obviously.
We can use it as a safe, as a surrogate for that.
Jonathan and Bill found that Photorhabdus luminescence did inhibit infection from bad kinds of bacteria. They also found hints that its byproducts might create antibiotics.
So why might the bacteria have gathered around soldiers' wounds? They found a possible explanation for this, too. Photorhabdus luminescence was the best at killing off other bacteria when it was around blood, maybe drawing some strength from the blood itself.
Well, this is glowing vampire bacteria.
Glowing vampire bacteria. Well, yeah.
Bill says he never expected their crazy hypothesis to bear out.
You have all specific, like, checklist of all the criteria it has to meet. And you're running down through it and just be like, oh, it's going to fail at some point. And then it just never did.
So, quick recap. Bill and Jonathan, with Phyllis's lab lending and guidance, proved that a luminescent bacteria commonly found in tiny worms that are themselves commonly found in peach orchards, like the ones at Shiloh, could live on the surface of skin.
As long as it was cold enough. It can also fight infection, especially when it's close to blood, and maybe, just maybe, could play a role in creating antibiotics.
All of this for a high school science project. All thanks to Bill hearing a battlefield legend and connecting the details to his mom's work at the USDA.
He must have been pumped, like he couldn't have dreamed up a better science fair project.
He could not.
Bill, Jonathan, and Phyllis had something. Pretty quickly, they were flown to Pittsburgh by Siemens for a science competition, which they won. Then they went on to be a winning team at the Intel Science Fair, which, if you're on the science fair circuit, it's one of the big ones.
You can find references to Angel's Glow and Bill and Jonathan's project all over the internet. One of the interesting things about this story is how it's almost a story about folding time. It took modern-day science to fully discover the thing that happened, but it never would have been discovered in the first place if it had happened in modern day.
Surgeons in the Civil War didn't know about bacteria and disease. If they did, soldiers might have wrapped their open wounds. And at the same time, today, we might never have observed bacteria like this. For one thing, we live in a world full of light pollution.
My memory is that to even see the glow for ourselves, we were like sitting in a closet for 10 minutes waiting for our eyes to adjust just to see it with the door closed in total blackness.
The soldiers at the Battle of Shiloh experienced something they couldn't explain. And here we are, explaining something we'll likely never experience. So in that sense, maybe the legend of Angel's Glow lives on.
We'll never know for sure if we have the answer, but there's also a potential evolution for this legend. According to Bill and Phyllis, a lot of antibiotics aren't as effective as they used to be because bacteria are becoming resistant to them. So could bacteria itself, like Photorhabdus luminescence, be part of an alternative?
We don't really know yet. Maybe someday someone will do a science project.
That's Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson doing their homework on the podcast Endless Thread.